Yesterday morning, shortly after 8:30, our officers were dispatched to a building burglary in the 4400 block of State Highway 6 at the Gold Star Pharmacy. What had happened was the representative of the business had arrived there in the morning. They noticed one of the front doors was shattered. Police were called. We responded to the scene, made sure the building was secure. And we were able to determine, in working with the representatives, that someone had entered into the pharmacy and stolen a quantity of narcotics, as evidenced by some displaced bottles, open bottles. Video surveillance from the business showed that right around 5:30, a suspect had forced his way into the business by kicking the glass door until it shattered, went inside and began looking through the medication area, at which time he was believed to have stolen a quantity of hydrocodone and clonazepam. Before fleeing, victim met with some local media representatives, and a video of the suspect was shown, and we started to receive phone calls from individuals who knew the suspect. Additionally, one of our officers saw the video at shift briefing last night and realized that they had worked a traffic crash approximately 4 hours before the burglary involving this suspect, so at that point we had a name of the individual. Our officers began to contact several family members of this individual who verified that they had also seen the video on local news and that they believed it to be their relative. He was identified as Joshua Michael Quinlan, 27-year-old male from Bryan. We were able to obtain a warrant for his arrest, and he was taken into custody shortly after 1:30 this afternoon without incident. Additionally, Mr. Quinlan was charged with possession of a controlled substance after he was found with a quantity of hydrocodone on his person at the time of his arrest.
The hydrocodone came from that pharmacy?
It's quite possible, and we're looking into it. It's unknown if, just based off the pills, if those were particularly from that burglary or from some other source.
And any sort of ongoing investigation, whether this person might be involved in any other recent burglaries?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will look and see if there's any possibility, as you said, that he was involved in other incidents. And if that's the case, then in this particular incident, there's not believed to be the possibility of any additional arrests, but there might be additional charges on other unrelated cases at this time.